With the ringing of that bell, we begin the lesson number 457 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And I'd invite you at this time to turn to Proverbs chapter 8, verses beginning in verse 22. We're going to read from verse 22 down to verse 36, because we were studying in our last lesson about how God was before the beginning. And sometime that very word, in the beginning, is used to embrace all the eternity before time began, before God said, "Let there be light," before that evening and the morning was the first day. We're studying this as we're beginning a study of Old Testament Bible history. And really, the name of this Sunday school lesson is A Chosen Leader and a Chosen Land. We're talking about Abraham. And we're going to be reading this old Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of January the 6th, 1924. And I want to begin by reading Proverbs 8, 22 through 36. But before I do, I will remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola, at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you have your Bibles, let's begin reading Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 22. And note these beautiful words that the wise old Solomon wrote. Jehovah possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, before the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. And when there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the heavens, nor the beginning of the dust of the world. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he set a circle upon the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when the foundations of the deep became strong, when he gave the sea its bound, that the water should not transgress his commandment, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was by him as a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in his habitable earth, and my delight was with the sons of men. Now therefore, my sons, hearken unto me, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watcheth me daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of Jehovah. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. And all they that hate me love death. Who is talking in this proverb? Why, this is a personification of wisdom. And so it's not actually man talking, but a literary personification of wisdom that existed in that time before the beginning. And then with wisdom of God and of his Son, and of the Spirit that brooded upon the face of the waters, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Now let's return to our Sunday school lesson about Abraham. In the introduction about the previous history, we're going to talk about the creation of man. It says we should study the account of the creation of the heavens and earth in Genesis 1, and especially the creation of man. First, man's creation is stated as a fact with other facts of creation. Then the historian returns to it and enlarges upon it. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7, it states the fact that Jehovah God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul, not only a being with animal life, but with intelligence and a spirit or a soul as an individual person. With Genesis 5:1 begins the generation of Adam. Not all his descendants, but the one in each generation which links him with Abraham, from whom sprang first the Israelites and then Jesus, the Savior. Let us, God says, let us make man after our likeness. Let us, and our must refer to God, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. In holy consultation, they decided to make man the crowning piece of their divine workmanship, and their decision was to create man in God's own image. In our image, and after our likeness, the text says, and so male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam. Or, if you look in the margin, you see that that very word Adam means man. In the day that they were created. This is the only intelligent, correct, and divine account of the origin of man, and we believe it with the whole heart. If Jehovah could evolve man from a very low, unintelligent order of animal life, or if any power could do this, could he not, in wisdom and all power also, create man upright and in his own image to begin with? This he did, and thus we start with man's history in the Bible. Genesis 4 and 5 give the story too of Cain and Abel, and of the descendants of Adam to Noah, while Genesis 6, 7, 8, and 9 give the account of man's exceeding wickedness, the flood, God's blessings upon Noah, the covenant of the rainbow. Now let's look at Abraham's genealogy. By a simple calculation on the lives of the patriarchs, it will be seen that Adam lived to see the ninth generation, living 56 years with Lamech, Noah's father, and died only 126 years before Noah was born. Adam and Noah were contemporary with six of the patriarchs, Adam the first part, and Noah the last part of their lives. They were Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Methuselah, and Lamech. Methuselah died the very year of the flood. Noah was a contemporary with his father 595 years. With Methuselah, his grandfather, 600 years. With Jared, his great-grandfather, 366 years. With Mahalalel, 234 years. With Kenan, 179 years. And with Enosh, 84 years. Again, Shem, Noah's son, was contemporary with Lamech, 93 years. With Methuselah, 98 years. With his father, 448 years. 98 years before the flood, and 350 years after it. After the flood with Abraham, 150 years with Isaac, 50 years. Jacob, Isaac's son, was contemporary with Abraham, 15 years. And a number of years with his own son, Joseph. And Joseph died only 50 years before Moses was born. Thus we can easily see how Methuselah could have learned all the account of the creation and the fall of man from Adam, Noah, from Methuselah. There were then but a few links between Noah and Moses. How easily the wonderful story of creation, also the flood and the beginning of new life on earth after the flood, could have been handed down to Moses. And still, even beyond that, he wrote by inspiration So we have the divine seal of the Holy Spirit upon the writings of Moses to certify to us that these things are so. Making a further calculation, this time from the ages of the ancestors of Adam in Genesis 10, it will be seen that over 400 years lapse between the flood and this lesson about Abraham. Noah lived after the flood 350 years, Genesis 9 and verse 28, and died 2 years before Abraham was born. After the flood, the world was populated by the three sons of Noah, in Genesis 10, Abraham being a descendant of Shem. Genesis chapter 11, 1 through 9, gives an account of the confusion of tongues at the Tower of Babel, and the dispersion of the people upon the face of the earth. The remainder of Genesis chapter 11 gives the genealogy of Abraham. He was the 10th generation of Noah. Let me read that to you in Genesis 11, verses 1 through 9. It says, "The whole earth was of one language and one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and dwelt there. And said one to another, Come, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime they had for mortar. And they said, Come, let us build us a city whose tower may reach into heaven. And let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And Jehovah came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And Jehovah said, Behold, they are one people, and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do. And now nothing will be withholden from them which they purpose to do. Come, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So Jehovah scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore the name of it is called Babel, because Jehovah there did confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did Jehovah scatter them abroad upon the face of the earth." Now, I want to read this account about the generations of Terah. You see, Abraham was a son of Terah and was born at Ur of the Chaldees. Terah was 130 years old when Abraham was born, because he was 205 years old when he died, Genesis 11 and verse 32. And Abraham was then 75 years old, as you can see from comparing Genesis 12:4 and Acts 7 and verse 4. And Terah died at Haran. Abraham had two brothers, Nahor and Haran. Haran was the father of Lot and died in the Ur of the Chaldees. And Abraham married Sarah, his half-sister, before he left Ur. I'll read that to you from Genesis 11, 27 through 32. "These are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abraham, or Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Haran begat Lot. And Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his nativity, in Ur of the Chaldees. And Abram and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abraham's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Ichah. And Sarai was barren, she had no child. And Terah took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife. And they went forth with them from the Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. And they came into Haran and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years. And Terah died in Haran." In the next lesson, we're going to talk about Abraham's call to the Exodus to the land of Canaan. And we'll study something about Abraham's character. And then we're going to go into detail about that call and note how Abraham obeyed God and how his faith looked to the future and how he was made great and a blessing to others. And as Abraham continued to learn obedience to God,